25 to 8 ABC Radio Hobart. Free legal advice for who? Older Tasmanians. And you can get it today from 10 o'clock. And we've got with me Sue Leach, Chief Executive Officer of the Council for the Aged Tasmania. Hello, Sue.
Hi.
And Sarah Campbell, Legal Aid's Elder Law Expert. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Sue, why do you need to put these clinics together?
Look, we have a number of calls to the office or people actually visiting the office, and the community legal services have always been a referral point for us, which has been very useful. But we've been finding that these sorts of requests have been increasing, and we've had long ongoing meetings with Legal Aid Tasmania, and we decided that it would be really good to formalise that and actually get going a free legal clinic at the CODA offices.
So how does this clinic work?
Well, we can take appointments, and so people can ring up COTA and make an appointment, or they can just drop in any time. So, and they can also, out of the, because the clinic is once a month on a Thursday, and on the first Thursday of the month, 10 to 12 at COTA, West Stella. So if that date doesn't suit, they can ring any time, reckoned, and get referred to Legal Aid for some legal advice.
So that's that incredible house 181 Elizabeth Street.
Yes.
So there's a chance to nose around in there. It's probably worth finding a problem to have that. What kind of concerns are older Tasmanians raising?
There's a range of things that we get into the office. One of the ones that essentially did set this off and get the partnership really kicking in is issues around elder abuse. And we are funded by the state government to raise awareness about elder abuse. And so whenever you go out and start talking about elder abuse, naturally we get an increase of inquiries about it.
Do you get those inquiries from older people who say, look, I'm not comfortable in the situation I'm in? Or is it from children and families saying, I'm worried about my mum or my dad?
Bit of a mix, yeah.
And what sort of things are you uncovering in terms of abuse? If someone raises that with you, what would happen next?
Well, if it's a financial abuse situation where it can be a breach of an enduring power of attorney or just taking financial advantage of someone, removing money from their bank account, it can be as little or as simple as when you're doing the shopping, keeping the change rather than giving the money back to the older person. It's a whole range of things. But for the serious fraud matters, obviously there's referral options to the police, but also there's legal options to recover money if money's been put into a property, to lodge caveats on the title and that sort of thing. So we can identify the legal issues and then assist the person to get further legal representation if that's required.
I'd imagine in a lot of circumstances, if it's a family member, if it's your own son or daughter doing that, you probably don't want the police involved.
That's correct. That is very true. That and that's not always a requirement, to, unless there's maybe affects the Centrelink benefit or something, there might be a requirement to report missing monies to the police. Otherwise, your benefits, it's still taken into account for assessing your benefit. So maybe in those circumstances, people would be forced to. But that's a very critical issue with elder abuse. There's a lot of shame. There's a lot of issues around that. Is a very important person in the older person's life, and they don't necessarily want to remove that person from their life. So tricky.
How widespread is it?
That's a really good question, Rick. We don't actually know. It could be between 3 and 10%, depending on the literature that you hear from around the world. We're not good at collecting data. We're getting better at collecting data, and I'd like to thank Legal Aid for the work that they're doing in that space. But we know for sure that that's a piece of work that we would encourage the state government to look at more closely, and it has been a recommendation from the Australian Law Reform Commission to try and get better data on what's actually happening out there.
Sarah, what other issues do people bring to you?
Well, any legal issue, they can come to the clinic to discuss. There's a lot of issues with grandchildren, not having access to grandchildren, wills, neighbours' disputes, minor civil sort of claims, issues with commercial issues with suppliers, that sort of thing. So,
and is it the kind of thing where they come and you go, oh, yeah, well, look, this is what we'd recommend you do, and that's all that can happen at the clinic? Or can you continue to actually see the matter through for free?
Well, Legal Aid,
or is it like Tinder where you can kind of start for free but then you have to pay if you want a proper service?
Well, Legal Aid, older people are a priority group for Legal Aid, so we are wanting to give them more assistance than just the advice. So there is possibility on certain matters to be able to write letters and resolve things. And then we obviously have all our departments in legal aid. So if it's a physical abuse situation and it's a spouse, then there's a possibility of a referral to our Safe at Home section. We obviously have the family law and criminal sections, and we have a civil section as well. So yes, we can do more, but there's also what we often do is we can make a referral to the pro bono system at the Law Society and get a lawyer, a civil lawyer, practicing lawyer to represent them. So
that's the Council of the Aging Tasmania. It's 181 Elizabeth Street, and you can either book through COTA or just turn up between 10 and 12. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Rick.